Welcome to your five for the day. I suppose at some point many parents have had to take their children to visit A&E due to some injury or ailment. And so it was one evening that we heard our youngest daughter screaming in pain and could see that she was holding her arm awkwardly. It was clearly more than an ordinary bump or graze. Having made the initial checks, we set off for the nearest hospital. Prepared for the possibility of a long wait before being seen, my wife and I decided that one of us should stay at home to tuck our eldest into bed. My wife was expecting a baby, and thinking it very likely that an X-ray would be called for, it fell to me to make the journey. Although nothing looked out of place in her arm from the outside, everything was pointing to some breakage or at least a nasty sprain. There was restricted movement, and she cried in pain when she tried to move her arm into almost any position. So, having tied a headscarf to act as a sling, I carried her to the car and strapped her carefully in the car seat. When we arrived, to my relief, the waiting room was relatively quiet, and I settled down to entertain my daughter, as well as I could, with a crayon and paper. We were seen quite promptly by the triage nurse who, as expected, said that an X-ray would help them to see what was what. Radiology wasn't quite so straightforward. Trying to get a four-year-old to hold their arm where it doesn't want to go in order to get a proper picture isn't quite so easy. The staff were gentle and very patient and suggested that they could try taking a picture from a different angle by sitting her on my lap by a table. This meant that I had to wear a big red apron, which upset her further, and after much gentle coaxing, the X-ray was taken. When we got back to the waiting room, it was packed, and we took the last seat remaining to wait for the results. So it was back to the drawing pad. After about 5 minutes, very suddenly, and to my surprise and some embarrassment, my daughter pulled off the sling, took the crayon from me with the hand of her hurt arm, and flamboyantly drew a picture whilst announcing, "It's better now. See, I can draw a picture of myself." I suppose that almost every eye had turned, and everyone was silently seething with frustration at these A&E time wasters. My little girl didn't mind. Her arm was better. Very relieved, but utterly bewildered, because we'd never doubted that she was genuinely in pain, I hastily made my way to tell the triage nurse that all was well and to make my apologies. She was very nice and explained to me that it's not uncommon in children at my daughter's age. Apparently, it's a dislocation known as nursemaid's elbow, which I'd never heard of before, but she had already suspected. We hadn't seen how the accident had happened, so X-ray had been the safest course. Actually, it seems that the staff in radiology, whilst attempting to get a good picture of the joint, were encouraging the arm into just the right position for it to pop back into place with no ill effects. Imagine a mother's surprise when in under 2 hours we arrived home. The pain gone, full movement back, no support needed, amazing. As I thought about that minor injury, I was reminded of a much bigger problem. For my daughter's arm, it just took a moment to cause a dislocation which resulted in debilitating pain and limited movement. Soothing though the sling was, it did nothing to fix the problem. It took just a moment for the first man, Adam, to commit one act of disobedience, and the consequences were far greater. It dislocated the whole human race. It put us out of place with God. Sin causes pain and distress and prevents our ability to act in a right way. It took some time, and it was an uncomfortable process to move my daughter's arm into the right position, but once it was in the right place, even unbeknown to us, there was a hidden change which soon became evident. Like the staff in X-ray who, without force, gently directed the arm to the required position, God sometimes uses a combination of people we meet, Bible verses, life circumstances, maybe even your five for the day, to point us to the condition of heart needed for an amazing change to take place. Although it might seem to be an uncomfortable process, when we simply but definitely respond to God's direction, turning about from our sin and fully trusting the Lord Jesus for our movement in life, there's a sudden yet invisible change, invisible that is, until others see the outward evidence of a full recovery.